This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, July 16th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Gray partners on livestock bill. CAFB awards scholarships. New UCANR hires. And farmers appeal to POTUS on MAHA. Gray, Feenstra unveil bill to boost livestock disaster payments. Representatives Adam Gray of California and Randy Feenstra of Iowa introducing the Livestock Indemnity Program Improvement Act yesterday to better protect livestock producers from financial losses during disasters. The bill would require USDA to update LIP payment rates quarterly rather than annually to more accurately reflect market conditions when livestock are lost due to qualifying events. Gray emphasized that, quote, when a producer loses any portion of their herd due to natural disaster, severe weather, or disease, the impacts to their business operations may be devastating. He said the measure would help prevent catastrophic losses from forcing family farms out of business, especially as disasters become more frequent and severe. The bill has drawn support from the Iowa Cattlemen's Association and the National Milk Producers Federation, among others. Supporters argue that more frequent updates to LIP rates will provide critical financial relief and help sustain rural communities. CAFB awards $250,000 in scholarships. California Farm Bureau Scholarship Foundation has awarded more than $250,000 in scholarships to 46 students pursuing careers in agriculture. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas emphasized the importance of investing in young people who are passionate about farming, ranching, and contributing to rural communities. Notable recipients include Caitlin Karak and Tyler DeRossi Wood, who received the Kurt and Joan Moran Scholarship, and Elizabeth Quintero Rubio, who was honored with the Carolyn S. Richardson Memorial Award. Additionally, 43 students received the Rustique Livestock and Rangeland Scholarship. Since its inception in 1955, the foundation has granted more than $4.4 million in scholarships. UCANR hires new experts. UC Agriculture and Natural Resources has welcomed a wave of new specialists to enhance outreach in key areas. Caroline Champlin joins as science communications specialist in Los Angeles, enhancing media engagement. In the Bay Area, Stefa Velinsky takes the 4-H youth development in the Contra Costa and Alameda counties, while Sarah Farley is appointed Master Gardener Program Manager in Santa Clara County. In the Sierra region, Kane Russell will lead forestry and wildfire resilience efforts across Pluma, Sierra, and Lassen counties. At UC Davis, experts include Jessica Fernandez spearheading agave research, Sweet Z focusing on soil health strategies, and Three Sigma educators, Sonia Rios of Riverside San Bernardino, Jaron Tazanim Annika of Central Valley, Eric Rodriguez of Fresno and Madera, plus Louise Panagua in Tulare Kings. Additionally, Claire Tahui Moat bolsters support for small farms in San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. House Ag hearing addresses questions on animal lab capacity and vaccines. California State Veterinarian Annette Jones encouraged development and use of animal vaccines for highly pathogenic avian influenza especially for the dairy industry, at a House Ag Committee hearing yesterday. Jones told AgriPulse she feels confident in the National Animal Health Laboratory Network's ability to handle an influx of testing should HPAI numbers surge again during this year's fall bird migration. However, she did express some concern about the effect on capacity at the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service from voluntary buyouts, noting that there has been more, quote, moving around personnel than usual. For background, USDA's current bird flu strategy allocates $100 million for development of vaccines and therapeutics, and APHIS says several vaccine candidates for use in dairy cows are currently undergoing field trials. Produce industry advises MAHA, the International Fresh Produce Association, is out with an updated list of policy recommendations to the MAHA Commission. In addition to its initial suggestions, the organization suggested incentivizing regenerative agriculture systems and ensuring access to crop protection tools. Trump claims deal with Indonesia. The president says he has secured a deal with the Indonesian government that would see the country open its market to U.S. in exchange for lower tariffs. The president said yesterday the deal would leave 19% tariffs in place on imports from Indonesia. It's an increase on the current 10% baseline tariff, but it's lower than the 32% Trump proposed on April 2nd. In return, the president said U.S. goods sent to Indonesia are to be tariff and non-tariff barrier free. He added in a Truth Social post announcing the deal that the government had also agreed to purchase around $20 billion of U.S. exports, including $4.5 billion of ag products. U.S. ag exports to Indonesia stood around $3.3 billion in 2022, that according to Commerce Department data. But the administration has still not released details of the last deal the president touted on Truth Social in Vietnam. Raises questions over whether there is a finished deal and what might be in it. Politico reported last week that Vietnamese officials have still not accepted the terms outlined. Indonesia's embassy in Washington did not respond to AgriPulse to confirm the deal's terms. White House and Senate GOP chips away at rescission's opposition. The Senate expected to begin voting on amendments to a rescission package today. That's as a part of an effort to codify some of the administration's spending cuts. Ahead of the marathon vote, Senate GOP leadership and White House officials have been working to ease senators' concerns. An amendment worked out with the White House includes protections for some food aid spending and would reduce the size of the overall package from $9.4 billion to $9 billion. If there's anything that's going to be passed, it would be this, Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas told AgriPulse, referring to the substitute amendment. Vice President J.D. Vance cast a tie-breaking vote last night on a key procedural motion needed to advance the package. Now take note, passage of the amended version would send the package back to the House, which would have to act quickly to meet the Friday deadline. Here's today's final word. Soil is the bridge between agriculture and MAHA. We don't want to tell farmers what you can't do. We want to tell farmers this is the goal, and the goal is healthy soil. That the word of Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas in an interview with AgriPulse. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, July 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nellie.